From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Sarah Williams reporting. Negotiators gathered at a long-awaited climate conference in Paris have released the final draft of an ambitious plan to slow global warming following almost 2 weeks of strenuous negotiations. The text released early Saturday still must receive final approval from the delegates of the more than 190 nations gathered at the conference, but diplomats expect that to come as early as later in the afternoon. French Foreign Minister Laurent Fabius said the proposal will limit global warming to well below 2 degrees Celsius and possibly even as low as 1.5 degrees. He spoke through a translator.
If adopted, this text will mark a historic turning point. More particularly, this COP21 is a true turning point both for non-governmental actions, that of local bodies, enterprises, and many other organizations for a universal legal agreement.
Fabiou also said the text would be legally binding and sets 5-year reviews of national plans for curbing global warming. He also said it would include at least $100 billion in annual climate change financing for developing countries. United Nations Secretary General Ban Ki-moon hailed the proposal.
The issues are many and complex, but we must not let the quest for perfection become the enemy of the public good.
French President François Hollande also encouraged delegates to endorse the text, an act he said would represent a major act for humanity. This is VOA News.